Man, podcast number two. What am I going to name it? I don't know. But I do want to jump into just a few, a couple of things here, what we're going to get into with this podcast here. You know, this one right here is we're going to talk about the internet, social media, you know, how to build your presence as maybe a new business online, how to get out there. How do you reach your folks? And I can tell you a lot of things that a lot of people are doing because of the new age of the internet with the technology that they really seem to think that Facebook is where it's at. You know, I see a lot of people now on Facebook. And let me tell you something. You probably should have been marketing your business on Facebook back in 2011, 2012, because Facebook is in a different space of what it used to be. Okay. Facebook used to be that space where you could go ahead and get on there and self-promote and all this other stuff and be able to really generate some leads off of there. But, you know, after COVID with, you know, the big groups and everything, Facebook really went from like an entertainment thing to really like marketing. You know, I mean, everybody's just marketing on there, super hardcore. You're not going to stand out. People think they have different types of, you know, methods and remedies to join different groups to get their self-promotion out there and stuff like that. It doesn't work. It's not, this isn't 2011 anymore. We're in 2025. The way the internet works is having a good structure and foundation. That starts with a website. You know, back in the day, it used to just be a good website will get you ranked and keep you up there. On-page SEO will keep you where you need to be. That's no longer the case. You can have great on-page SEO. You could have great hyperlinks and you could be meta tagged out, schema marked up, chronological tagged. Everything could be good to go. But I'm going to tell you, if you're not on all platforms, you're not going to get what you're looking for. And then when you're paying for ads and things like that, they're not going to work because you don't have the structure behind that. That's almost as bad as starting a business and running right out to buy a brick and mortar to put it in there thinking that you are going to make more money from that. You know, a lot of these people are kind of working backwards. And with the technology that you have at your hands, you can enhance this stuff and you can work forward. So let's start with the website. I mean, first you got to come up with a really good name. You got to have a really good foundation. You got to really, you know, everything that you do has got to be on that website. You know, if you're in a local category, you're trying to reach local folks, you know, you should be having local things mentioned in there, local cities, local counties, things like that. Pages for those, you know, pages for the specific things that you do. Each page should be optimized to that, to explain what you do, where you do it, how you do it. It should be, you know, the first couple of pictures on there shouldn't be of you working. It should be the finished product, what you can provide, and then you go down and explain it. Also, too, another huge thing that people miss out on websites are about me pages. A lot of people really miss out with the about me page. You know, you should really be explaining your company, what it is you do, you know, who's on the team, pictures of the team, things like that. That's really important for the interwebs to go ahead and figure out who you are, because that's really what this is. All this stuff works into the interwebs crawling your page, crawling all the different platforms to see what type of relevance you have. So if you jump on the internet and you start yourself a Facebook page with a business and you start plastering that all over Facebook and all over in groups and you don't have a website, okay, you're not going to generate a lot of leads. It's not that you're not going to not generate any leads. You're going to generate a lot of leads that kind of go to nowhere. You're going to generate a lot of leads off of Facebook that really aren't, you know, and Facebook isn't the best place to catch leads. Facebook is more or less, you know, back in the day, it used to be good to catch some leads. Now it's more or less, you know, you catch a lead off of there, you don't know what you're going to get. And remind you too, is if you don't do everything kind of perfect, you're going to have to know that that person is going to get back on that Facebook and let everybody know whether they're happy or unhappy with you, which could kind of be detrimental to what you do, considering that every client is different. Their needs are different. You know, some people might expect, you know, more or less for whatever you're offering, you know. So, I mean, these are all things you have to weigh out, which is why if you have a good foundation, you don't have to totally rely on kind of the flakiness of the Facebook stuff. Kind of the instant need now is what Facebook is. I need this right now. I need the cheapest. I need, you know. And when you do stuff like that, you know, I can tell you from being in construction to moving it over to marketing is that, you know, if you provide the cheapest thing and you hit the price point that everybody wants, when something doesn't work out or if something isn't going right for them, they're going to blame you. Which is kind of, to me, in construction, that's why I would never use any type of inferior products or a process that was inferior to what we were doing, because I don't want to have those types of repercussions. I don't want anybody to be unhappy with me, which also set me aside from a lot of things of doing business, because, you know, I won't do what everybody says they think they need me to do. So they can tell me this, but I'm going to provide them my professional opinion, how it's done, material to use or what to use. And that way they can take the perspective and take it or leave it. But I'm not going to do something else just because the price to me is right and I need money, because that's going to reflect back on me. And I put that into any business that I do, you know. But, you know, generally online, when you're starting to build something again, everything starts from somewhere, has to start from a stable foundation, you know. So if you don't have that foundation, the other things that you're going to do and go hard at, the social media and stuff, it's not going to work. Because when you're paying for those ads, when even on Google, even if you have a website and you're paying for Google ads, you're not going to get anywhere with the ads because you don't have a foundation. You know, we're in the day and age where everybody is turning to the internet for their answers, right? AEO, I keep mentioning it, okay? Answer engine optimization. People are asking questions to a chat box or to a ChatGPT or Claude or anything like that, and they're getting an answer. So if you don't have those answers on your webpage and your social media and stuff, it's not going to pick you up. If your stuff isn't properly written to get picked up by the AEO, the SEO, the algorithms, the search engines, if you're not doing that, you're not building that, you're working backwards. So to start off on Facebook and say, hey, I'm going to start hammering it down with all these pictures in this post, You're wasting your time. You need to start from a website. I mean, you don't even have to have a big website, just a page that, you know, explains what you do, who you are, why you do it. This way you can direct the traffic from there. Then you have to get on all the other platforms and create some more foundation. You can't just run out here, create a page, decide that you're going to go ahead, spend some money and try to target an audience to get them to call you for something. But you're targeting an audience on Facebook when you're running these ads to just everybody. They don't give you a specific audience set for, are these people looking for bathrooms? Are these people looking for painting? Are these people looking for windows? Whatever it is you do. There isn't that specific niche. So when you're advertising on Facebook and stuff like that, it's to a broad audience, you know? And that's why in my consulting marketing thing here is why I really stress the importance of speaking to somebody like me, to where we can direct you in the right path to get those warm to hot leads. Because like I you know, it's going to be kind of the tall tale story all the time of that everybody in marketing, especially online marketing, I can get you seen. They can. And that's not a lie. You know, I'll say that every podcast. That's not a lie, but they're not going to get you seen to the audience that you're looking for, to the audience that's looking to spend a couple dollars on what you do. They're just getting you in front of people without building this proper foundation of where you need to be. Website, social media, LinkedIn articles, blog posts, anything in the local free directories, anything on local directories in any of the states or, you know, countries that you serve. These are things that give you credibility. And in 2025, that's what people are looking for. We're no longer in the baby boomer generation to where I got a guy. Everybody turns to the internet. And if you're not there, if you're not on all the platforms, you're not going to make it. You're not going to stand out. And as 2025 continues to go on, they continue to drop new technology with different types of computers and chatbots again, you know, you're not going to be able to stand out. People are going to start buying this stuff. They're going to start, you know, investing into these apps and building their website to be, you know, seen at the top and try to stand out. And if you're the expert, you know, you're not going to be, it doesn't even matter if you've been the expert for 20 years, you're not going to stand out to somebody who is having AI help them build a following and a presence online. But if you take my steps, you listen to these podcasts, you follow along, I'm going to give you the secret to success, to be online, to stay relevant, to always be at the top, to become that kind of local, I won't call it a guru. I heard it through a real estate guy down in NC. It's a duru because you actually do it, you know, and that's another thing. You're also combating a lot of fake gurus, you know, with the vlogging and the YouTube becoming so popular that you've got a lot of people that are investing time and money to kind of put on a show for you and say, hey, follow me. I'm the guy who knows the stuff, or I'm the gal who knows their stuff. And in all actuality, they're just somebody behind a computer kind of acting, playing a role to just kind of get followers and people to watch their stuff, you know? So if you want real inside information on how to build your small to medium-sized business, whether it be locally or in the United States or even at a national scale, you probably want to listen in and follow me so I can give you the, you know, the best updates of how to be able to do this, how to craft your stuff for you. And we, you know, in the day and age of the fake guru, you know, you're combating AI. I mean, everybody's going to have it. Everybody's, you know, all this tech is going to get dialed into specifics. People are going to have an app and a platform to get you seen on all social media, to be able to do this and that with your website. I mean, there's already platforms where agents can be executed to entirely build you a website to where you don't have to do anything but even really monitor it. And you can just put in the basics of that. I mean, that's the stuff that you're competing with. So to get out in front of things and to, you know, think that Facebook itself is a good marketing strategy, it's not. I mean, it's really, you know, kind of not. It was the basics, but it's not anymore, given the cross multi-platform agenda on the web. And as this technology gets more advanced and more things become a search engine, like I said, with the answer engine optimization, ChatGPT is going to drop a search engine, and you know, a lot of these places are going to be, you know, this Claude and a lot of these, you know, and to me, the ChatGPTs and the Claude are really going to phase out. They're going to be like the grandfather, the granddaddy of all that started. And when we get to the robotics and the AGI, you know, but I just don't think that they're going to be able to compete, you know, and that has to do a lot with kind of the pay for the play type of deal, which brings me back to another point too, is if, you know, you don't really know how to consult, if you don't want to speak to a consultant or spend the money to do that, and you're kind of more or less in the DIY type of thing, and you try to gather as much information as possible and you can. I mean, a lot of this stuff too could be dangerous because you could sign up and execute some of these things and it could be dangerous. It could get your website shut down. So it's like, you know, you want to know the basics. You want to have the foundation built, and then you want to be able to follow the proper guidelines of what we call white hat SEO to be able to keep yourself out there, you know. And a lot of people kind of go back and forth with that too. You know, I always mention a lot about SEO. A lot of people in the year 2025 are going to say SEO is dead, just like how I say Google is dead. You know, I mean, if you take it back, take for instance of this, your cell phone is about to be dead. I mean, it's not going to be as if, you know, the cell phones is going to become obsolete, but it's going to be more of a kind of something that you carry with you that stays in your pocket, because at the end of the day, with all of this technology that's rolling out, and as we get to robotics and bringing robots to homes and being able to do different things and interact with different things, again, with this answer engine optimization, you're going to have so many different functions in your life that is going to have technology wrapped in it that you're not going to rely on your phone anymore. You're not going to need to type anything. You know, Google has those glasses that they gave to a few people to take a look, and you know, basically things are pulling up in the lens of the glasses. They make other glasses that shoot the projection rate in your eye. Don't really know how safe that is, but I mean, this is the type of technology that's coming out. So, you know, and I can even go as far as to say that, you know, the websites the websites themselves, you know, all these people with their making this look good, making that look good, it's really not going to be one of those shows anymore. You're going to have to stand out different ways. You need to become the expert in your field, the go-to person in your area or whatever it is. And the way you do that is to be able to show where you got your authority at. And that comes from building the foundation, you know, and that comes from implementing a bunch of strategies, you know. And for a small to medium-sized business, when you're doing this type of things, you know, not only consulting with somebody or even hiring an agency to do this, you know, it's more or less, it's in your hands as well. I mean, you can hire somebody to implement a lot of this stuff, but if you don't implement this stuff in your life and to be able to do this, then you're really not going to get anywhere, because that is really where technology is at. Because, you know, a marketing agency, a digital marketing agency can really only take it so far, unless you're really just a big company that has a giant budget that can be able to pay somebody those big bucks. But the chances are, if you're listening to my podcast and you follow me, that you're not that big company. You're looking to be able, you're trying to look for shortcuts, really, but you're not going to find any, you know, because that's the thing. One shortcut leads to a dead end, you know. Sometimes you know, the shortest way home is the longest route. You see what I'm saying? And that's what SEO, AEO, getting in front of the people, your audience, that's what it's about. Because the best traffic to be able to drive to your website, which would be, you know, what we call your entity, right, is all organic traffic. You know, all that paid stuff, a lot of these places out here really, you know, try to stress with the super fancy web design and the, you know, oh, we can get you seen. Like, you know, again, it's a reoccurring theme with me, and, you know, and oh, look at this. But really, at the end of the day, none of that matters. You know, the stuff that matters is the things that, you know, people are looking for, and human created content. And that only comes from, you know, your skills, your expertise, and how do people know about it? You got to write about it. You got to give tips. You got to give advice. You got to give checklists. You got to give PDF forms. I mean, you really got to dive all in, because if you're trying to get the audience that you want to call you and you want your phone ringing off the hook for warm and hot leads, I mean, we can all agree with one thing, right? We can all agree one thing, that we're looking to gain more business from marketing online. I mean, that's just a given, right? And you've got to go in at a bunch of different routes and avenues to be able to capture the audience's attention. And, you know, to be out there on the web and have a couple of things is good. But when you really dial in and you take this route that I'm telling you, you know, you're really gonna see results in 12 months. You're gonna climb the SERPs in your area if you're focused on local, you know, local based service, something like that. You're gonna climb to the tops for whatever it is that you've dialed in on. You know, and that may lead me into the next podcast of how to dial it in, because, you know, I mentioned in the first one about how I came about, but how right now in the technology, how everything has evolved so much that you have to dial in a specific niche. There's too much things out here. You can't be an overall broad, what, you know, I use construction as an example because I did it for so long, that you can't be an overall construction company that offers everything. It would be very expensive to be able to properly market and get on to the SERPs of where you want to be able to track the clients that you can. Now, if you were a big company, again, big giant company with a big giant marketing budget can do that. But somebody who is a small to medium sized business that kind of offers the all in one in the construction industry has to fall into like a handyman category now, because again, that's a specific dialed in niche. And if you're not dialing it in, you're not going to reach the audience that you're looking to get at. So, you know, with that being said, you know, a lot of people that I consult and stuff, some people have a little insight, some people have no insight. You know, some people really refuse to listen to kind of reason. Some people really do think that they could just, you know, consult with somebody like me, take the digital roadmap, go to somebody maybe I recommend or somebody that they know, and they can just pay them the money and sit back, and that's how it's going to be. But at the same time, they're not looking to pay top dollar. They only got such, you know, so large of a marketing budget, and that just doesn't work. So in a small to medium sized business, when you're doing online marketing with your budget being whatever it is, whoever you may pay, you also still have to jump in there. You have to like, share, engage in everything that you do, get on all the platforms, multi-platforms, and really engage with your audience. Let them know that you're there. Provide insights. You have to be seen, you know, and that's the biggest thing with Facebook is, you know, a lot of these people, the only people catching an ROI off of Facebook right now are the ones that have been there, been being seen, have the presence for it. And I can tell you, I just did it before I closed my company down when I launched the handyman service for the few short 6 months that it was around. Since I already had a following, since I already had people on there, since I already had over 2,000 followers for the page and everything, it was very easy for me to create this. And again, with everything on the web, you know, it was very easy to create this big following and to get calls. But, you know, again, I can honestly say, you know, with that, you know, going from back in the day until now, the calls weren't as really good as they used to be. See, the calls back in the day on Facebook, when Facebook was really able to generate some cash and some good leads, those were direct calls to, hey, I need my whole house remodeled. Hey, I need my bathroom done. Hey, I need this. Now the calls on Facebook are kind of really an immediate need. Now I need this. I need it done for that. And again, that type of thing can really run you into a problem no matter what business you're in, you know? And I know in my business that I am looking for, not only, you know, am I looking for people to pay me for my services, but I'm looking for somebody that I can work with. And I'm not really looking for somebody that's in a rush or somebody who wants me to do it their way, especially when I know what the right way is. And sometimes, you know, you can't get your point across like that. So, you know, for the billion of people that are on Facebook and the, you know, they're using those numbers because in other places are beginning the technology now. They're jumping on there. They're using it as well. You know, it's not the answer to your marketing game anymore, okay? Facebook really is just something to help boost your overall authority on the web. And you should just use it as another tool in your toolbox. Hey, listen, I'm Tom with Tom Story Consulting. I've been doing online marketing for the last 12 years. Let me help you get your path to success in 2025 with marketing strategies from myself. So if you like this podcast, stay tuned. We'll be dropping one every so often. And, you know, you can join me all across all platforms, and you can join us on the web at AaronMichaelServices.com. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, I'm signing off.